Okay, welcome back. Just getting something queued up here. Thank you, Maria, for sending me these two videos. One of them is particularly repulsive, and I'll play it for you in a minute. It's only 54 seconds long, but that's long enough. Who's in the frame of view? On the right, the 4'11" Anthony Fauci, and on the left, the well, I don't know what to call him. Barry Obama. How's that? All dressed in black with a matching black face mask. And he's talking about how important it is to stick those needles in the arms of our little children. These people are straight from Satan's kitchen. Believe it. All right. Up with us tonight, my friend and colleague, your friend and colleague. He's just a great man and truly one of the world's most prodigiously gifted writers, and any of his essays are well worth your time. They're right on the home page on the left-hand side, so by all means, don't forget to stop by and read some of Yoichi Shimatsu's brilliant mental deliberations, and they're that and then some. Hello, friend. Welcome back. Here we are on the eve of maybe, viably speaking, the end of America. We don't know how far they're going to take this. We knew it was corrupt and rotten 4 years ago, but people seem to have kind of overlooked that and think, well, that might have been a one-off kind of a deal. Wrong, wrong, wrong. This may end up being a contingent election. In other words, neither Trump, as I mentioned last hour, or the camel are going to get the majority of the electoral votes, and then you got a whole, well, they call it a goat rodeo in some circles, that's coming up next, and that's going to be wild. I think this is not going to be resolved perhaps until late January. If then, it could go on. We'll see what they have planned beginning tomorrow. Hello, Yoshi. Welcome back.
Well, thank you very much. This has been a really high-pressure season, and I got off to a fairly late start. I should have started all this a lot earlier. Because going over my recent articles, my series on this campaign on Kamala and Tim Walz, basically,
yeah, yeah.
I see a lot of typos. You know that I was just so much under pressure to get the story out and just running late, and there was so many series, and then that series got extended by this problem of rigged voting machines. You know,
that's up right now at the top.
Yeah,
at the top of the headlines.
Two major systems, which account for about more than half of the voting booths in America, have serious vulnerabilities by basically the agents of mainland China. America can't even produce its own voting machines anymore. I mean, this is really getting serious dependency on foreign technology, and America's interest in junk like artificial intelligence. Well, we should be dealing in real, real on the ground basic intelligence instead of artificial garbage to amuse a bunch of kids playing around the internet. We're really falling. I think America is really, really in a serious state of fall from grace. And this election is starting to look like that. It could be easily stolen.
Yeah.
And we could, and if that's the case, we could be on the brink of the second civil war.
It won't be different
from the first civil war. The first civil war was fought over reasonable aspirations of either side based on their economic situation and so forth, dependence on slavery.
And so, there was reason. This is pure emotion and disconnected thinking in so many ways. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Instead of
something like the issue of slavery or something, human bondage,
it's
a different kind of human bondage. The gay and lesbian issue. Yeah, and which is basically just a cover for very wealthy global elites to harvest embryos, embryonic tissue, so they can live a few years longer into centenarians.
This is really
a terribly sadistic, cruel.
It's satanic. It's
satanic. It's satanic.
Yeah.
And it's compared with, let's say, Confederate soldiers and Union soldiers then, who had, from different moral perspectives and different reasons of defending their home states, had a certain nobility about them on each side, no matter how wrong-minded they might have been and all that, and however brutal that war was. This one is like one of those crazy wrestling championships, you know?
Well, we're back to the WWE.
For the hell of it, you know?
You know, it's World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE. It's all scripted. It's a freak show.
The whole nation is like, folding into this disaster.
Yeah.
And both parties are fairly irresponsible or, you know,
I think you're being very kind with that. I would go further, but yes.
I obviously support Trump and Kennedy and so on because...
Sure.
I wouldn't say lesser of the evils. At least I think they have the interests of the country in their hearts. Maybe their policies aren't the greatest.
Well,
they're talking a much better game. A future for America, which gives us some space to begin to patch this country back together into a happy union. But we are so besieged by enemies, and China has definitely gotten the upper hand. It amazes me because I've been in China, 40 years ago, and then in and out of there so many times. I never would have dreamed that they would start to surpass the United States in technology, which they've done, and now in moral values even, which is even more astounding that, the immorality prevalent in American society, the lying, cheating, the queerness, the whole thing, is... The United States is in a state of collapse, and this election could be the last election ever, the end of democracy as we know it, and the beginning of some sort of barbaric collapse.
The end of the republic as we know it.
The end of the republic, yeah. It's just every American against every other American, with foreigners pouring in to wipe out the
They can do this. They could do. They've got 30 million here now, invaders, and they can arm them and turn them loose, pay them for whatever damage they do, however many they kill. This thing, I'm afraid that there are cells of anarchist terrorists already deployed in at least maybe a dozen major cities, ready to go and start burning and killing. And they're going to be dead bodies this time, not just burning stuff.
Absolutely. They've already begun with disabling younger Americans with fentanyl and all sorts of drugs and so on.
Wiped them out.
You know, the hedonism, there's just wreckages. You know, you see young Americans, they're just wreckages right now. And then the video games and all the other preoccupations they're in, the elevation, just playing around and no seriousness toward work, invention,
literature, work ethic.
Or any of the finer points of American life. You know, they've ditched America overboard, and now we're on the on an arc of self-destruction heading into a hurricane. You know, this is what this is what's so tragic about this election, that it represents the utter suicidal insanity of what the society, the self-destruction of a once great, a once world-leading, center of civilization now is...
Well, we were the light on the hill, for sure.
Yeah. For during our youth, we tried. We tried. Our fathers, our grandfathers, our fathers, our forerunners all tried, their best, gave it their best shot, and told us to buck up, quit, messing around, and urge us to go on. And eventually we learned, we had terrible times with the Vietnam era and all that. But they finally began to pick up where they left off. But then it seemed it was too late. The destruction and the rot had already begun, and it's now overwhelming us. I don't like to use the word depressing. It is stunning. It is mind-boggling.
Depressing. How's that?
yes. And under the watch of our generation, this has happened. And I think
but
we were
not,
very well-meaning.
Let me suggest something. I agree, of course. But when you have millennials, the bottom of the millennial group, and then Gen Z is now 28 years of age and under. Maybe it's 29. These are adults.
Yeah.
All right?
They're
they
so
have
like
no
children.
Idea. They have zero comprehension of what we went through, what life was like, what values are all about, what a work ethic is. They have no idea about it. None. No. So how do you even begin to communicate with those? They're really useless eaters in many ways.
Well, they're arrogant.
There's some nice ones.
Thing, they won't, you can't communicate because they won't listen. They just think they know it all. And
that's
their world, they're living on a sinking ship. And we're trying to warn them, you got to get some crew here. Keep this thing afloat, keep it from sinking. We got to sail on to safer harbors, you know. But they don't want to listen.
Nicely said.
They think, oh, these are just old guys who are just prattling on. They have no interest in me. I got to get back to that game right now. You know? So this is the problem.
4.5 hours a day on the cell phone. That's what I call terminal screen addiction, and they're all afflicted.
That's right. Yeah. So this is the underlying problem of this thing. And how Kamala Harris can, sell her sort of a poison, you know? It's like fentanyl. She's a fentanyl candidate. Yeah.
Well,
she's selling
poison
her poison
apples,
as
fentanyl.
This is the miracle drugs of freedom, of freeloading, living your life your way, and doing whatever version of sex you like. You know, this is really toxic. You know, the message is absolutely toxic. And Donald is, he looks very burned out. Like, country is sinking. You know, we had a chance to keep it afloat, but they're just dynamiting this.
You've noticed him and his energy. Now he's getting older, but he does look very depleted to me. It looks like he knows what's coming, and there's nothing he can really do about it. He's giving it his best, but I think it's kind of like the ship has hit the iceberg, sounds fine on the upper decks. But things are coming apart down below. Believe it.
Yeah. Well, he's trying his best. He's an older fella, and he's giving his all. He's like everyone's granddad, just saying, this is not the same country I was raised in. Yeah. So,
right. Well, he's
correct. You know, he suffers that depression, that same sense of loss of, not bewilderment, but disappointment. Let's put it that.
I think I see that in his face and his eyes and hear it in his speech sometimes. I do.
Yeah,
I've noticed that for some time. If you also notice, his mouth turns down at the corners often now.
Yeah.
And it didn't used to do that.
Yeah.
He's physically manifesting depression, disappointment. I think he's reflecting tragedy, frankly. This is what's happening.
Let's just remember that slogan again of his. Make America great again. I mean, tremendous slogan. Look, he doesn't mention that anymore. You don't hear him say that anymore.
You're right, and that's a very important observation. And today, he wore a Make America Great Again hat, but it wasn't red, Yoshi. It was black.
Yeah, I know.
It was a black baseball cap. What is the message there?
Yeah. The rig is on, and I just knocked out those two articles on fraudulent voting machines, rigged voting machines, you know? Both of them were basically, our voting machines, our technology, and also the finances of them are controlled by mainland China. They got control of our voting machines and more than 50% of them. Okay, so that's the
CIA has oversight over all of them and controls that which the Chinese don't. His article, his new article, is connected. Mm-hmm. Look for the. It's right at the top, the very top. There's a gentleman named Tan.
Vincent Tan.
Vincent Tan, Malaysian, the mystery
Chinese
man behind the Malaysia Chinese sourced ballot machines approved by the CIA. Now, this is a very important article, and it's up there. Yeah. Go ahead and walk us through part of it if you want.
Well, it's called the Unison System. He's based in the tallest building in Malaysia. So it's the 12th largest building in the world. I used to go by there all the time when I was consulting with Prime Minister Mahathir on that missing Malaysian Air plane that disappeared.
370, I think, wasn't it?
That's right, hijacked by the Israelis. And later, the Malaysian jet shot down by the Ukrainians. Ukrainians complained, say the Russians did it, but the, obviously the Ukrainians somehow baited the thing, and there were a bunch of dead bodies aboard the thing carrying viruses that was, it was supposed to land, make an emergency landing in Tehran, Iran, in order to spread some sort of a bacteria or virus-borne disease epidemic.
Oh, you're not talking about Malaysian flight. You're talking about the one that flew toward, it was on the way to the east.
It was an Air Malaysia. It was an Air Malaysia jet.
Was it also a Malaysian plane?
Yeah,
I guess it was.
Yes,
and they had cadavers on there in caskets boxes.
That's right, they were
being flown to a presentation like Hong Kong or somewhere.
Actually, the
Ukrainians shot it down.
So the Russians shot it down, okay? It was right between, it was flying over Ukraine to penetrate a Russian airspace, and the Russians shot it down, thinking it was bound for them, but it was actually bound for Iran, okay? And then there's the other, so that's Unison, made in China. They're produced in China, and the company, the salesman for that is Vincent Tan, who is a real dodgy, how do you call it, economic hustler. He basically runs all the sports betting and gambling in Southeast Asia, basically. Very much connected with Macau and Las Vegas and all that. But he's a mystery man, you know. He has a huge building, but he's never inside Malaysia. He doesn't really go outside. I think he's afraid other gangsters are out to get him. And he has been supporting this APT41 hacker group. It's a Chinese hacker group, which basically breaks into everyone's emails, and especially for gamers. They use gaming as a way to get in, to intrude on all these young people to get their information. So the Chinese, through, is very, very interested in young people all around the world, of getting to basically brainwashing, getting them to mind, having a favorable impression of China, and getting a stranglehold on their thoughts away from their, away from patriotism for their own country. Then the other system is Dominion voting system based in Toronto, which right before the last presidential elections, it was taken over by UBS Bank. Specifically, they had three Chinese on the board of directors, and this fellow, Fred Hu, he was a professor at Tsinghua University, the university that I taught journalism at. He is an electronics engineer. So the guy who got a hold of the Dominion voting systems in Toronto, and Dominion controls nearly half of U.S. voting machines in the U.S., okay? So this is, and this is one of our problems here, is that we were all diverted. People who watched Fox TV by the Fox, in other words, Rupert Murdoch, the Australian guy, the head of that network, covering for China by saying, "Oh, it's a Venezuelan machine." He's convinced everyone in America that the Venezuelans bringing it. Well, those machines aren't made in Venezuela. They come out of China.
That lie. Big lie. It's stuck.
Yeah. You know why? Because he owns, you know him for Fox, but in Asia, he's known for Sky TV, which is across Asia, and specifically Phoenix TV, which is broadcast from Hong Kong into China. Okay? So
I did those Sky TV went all across Asia. That's interesting.
It's a huge,
Gotcha.
Yeah, went on the Clinton's bombing of the Chinese embassy of China. I was on Sky TV. They filmed me for a 20-minute special, for breaking that story. Everyone was just astounded. How the hell did you do that? I said, the internet, folks. but anyway, so Murdoch is sort of bound to China in Chinese money. He's from Australia. And Australia certainly doesn't have the money to finance them. There's a Rothschild bank a major Rothschild bank in Australia, gets some of his money there. But the Rothschilds also are tight with the Chinese in the city of Shanghai, which is the old opium capital, opium wars capital. So Murdoch, he married Wendy Deng, one of his staffers, who's a member of the Communist Party of China.
That's okay? D-E-N-G, Deng.
Deng,
whatever,
yeah,
Deng.
Well, Wendy Deng, Deng, yeah, Deng, yeah. But Deng is how they like to pronounce it west. It doesn't sound like,
cow
manure. And they have a child together, a young son. So Murdoch has been covering for the Chinese that, the other way, what do you call it, distraction, by raising the Venezuelan claim, when actually the corrupted machines are Dominion voting systems. And they have, they're owned by the Chinese. They've been owned since the last election, okay? So the machines were rigged then, and they're rigged now. They officially bought it through that Swiss bank. So the Swiss bank, they officially bought it a month before the elections. But actually, like everything else, that's when the final papers were filed. They got in all their Chinese engineers and all that like 6 months earlier, to take over.
What a scene.
Yeah, so our voting machines are totally compromised. There's another company, I forget its name. So about two-thirds of American voting machines are compromised.
Well, I'd say that's a very conservative. I think it's worse than that. The hell, they've had 4 years to upgrade it, and they've probably taken 80-90% of them. Here's another one to think about. Mm-hmm. The Intel chip. You know, you see computers, as PCs, as Intel inside, Intel. Mm-hmm. The Intel chips are, most all of them are made in Israel. And they build a back door into every damn chip.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got nowhere to be safe, everyone. You got no privacy, you got no security.
That's why we are moving chip manufacturing back to the States, but it's going to take goodly 5-6 years to get going.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're still going to be using foreign engineers. And we don't have enough good American engineers to do it, people with experience. All we're doing is bringing the Chinese and Israeli and whatever subversion into the USA. We're still not going to have independent production. And so this is a long-term industrial crisis, the tech crisis that we have. Silicon Valley, majority of money comes from China and India, right?
Right.
So, it doesn't come from, it's not homegrown. They have control over us. And so, in fact, nearly every strategic industry, foreigners, often with a hostile agenda, have control over American assets, American technology. And we don't seem to break it. Our universities are overwhelmed by foreigners. The best students are foreigners, So American youth are just totally non-competitive, They can't even flip a hamburger right, It's really sad what's happened. We're in a really terrible and a very, very, very dangerous and threatening national decline would be just stunned about.
We can't forget that this is all being done by them. They are doing this. We're not doing it to ourselves. Well, by our silence of stupidity we allow, yes. But this is being done with utmost planning and intent. Nothing is left to chance. This country has to hit the ground and fall apart. That's their plan. Same with Europe.
Yeah.
Nothing new.
Well, the problem
they're
is,
doing
you
it.
Know, yeah, the problem is there's not really any bouncing back.
It's going to hit the floor and we'll stay there.
Powerful, ruthless players. Powerful, ruthless players. I mean, black people complain about slavery, bondage in the past. Well, we have slavery in our immediate future, and it won't just be for black people. Get that straight, okay? It's going to be for every American. It's going to be in a state of slavery soon. We're already heading that way with the fentanyl crisis. Hopeless dependency leading to enslavement of this nation. This is the facts we face, and it ain't just karma. It's our own damn fault, We got to either shape up or they're shipping in. It's as simple as that, We're basically, at this point, we're doomed unless there's a turnaround. And Trump has tried to lead turnaround, but there's been so much sabotage that he can't believe from law enforcement agencies, right? from the, you know, even within the Defense Department, rogue generals working for the other side, the FBI, you name it, you know, corporate America. We have traitors within. The whole country is overwhelmed, and all for their own self-benefit. But at the end of the, day, who's going to pay the price? Yeah, who's going to pay? It's their kids are going to pay the heaviest. Yeah, taking
right.
orders from foreign powers, and if they don't do it, they get punished hard. Yeah, so obedience training for Americans. Obedience training 101. You know, they
well,
put you on
being...
a leash and make you crawl.
That's correct. And you know how they're teaching this obedience? They're teaching it through the cell phone, through the screen. I call it again terminal screen addiction. This is not going to have a happy ending. It can't.
Yeah.
You can't have a functional brain and be proactive about life, make decisions, assay evidence. You can't process information and come up with any wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's supposedly the end result of processing information and data and experience, wisdom. Our young people don't have that. They don't have a pathway to it because they've been hijacked and programmed ruthlessly to these phones and bigger screens as
well.
Well,
they don't want to do the hard work of the math, you know,
no,
of the science,
no.
Foreign languages.
Well, they're entitled.
They
it's an entitlement.
They don't want to do all the heavy lifting. Yeah.
Entitlement.
They're little princes and princesses, yeah, entitlement, yeah. They don't have to work. They don't have to think. They don't have to do any of that. It all is given. It comes naturally. But there will come a day when the flow stops, and suddenly they find out they've lost everything. You know, they don't own a title to their parents' house. They don't own title to anything. Yeah, you know? They can't afford a foreign car. Yeah, you know? And we're coming to that. We're coming to that really quickly. Yeah, you know? They're all in debt. The dollar is becoming more worthless. You know, we have to. Things are getting way more expensive, relentlessly more expensive. Cost of basic foods.
I may be a little bit off the rails here, but I don't think so. I don't see anything as happening as an outcome of coincidence, of randomness. It's all planned to me. Everything of substance is being done by their plan, and I was told this by one of them. So I believe it, because everything I've seen has obviously been planned. None of this is spontaneous. It's not just happening on its own energy. No, we've been strangled with entropy. We're winding down, and now it's going to disintegrate and fall apart. And I look at our young people, Gen Z, 28, 29 years old and on down. You know, that 4.5 hours a day for Gen Z is probably like 6.5, because that's an average. And I see old people. I went to the store today, and it was a Rite Aid. That's what it was. And I walked in, and I saw four or five people over 60 with their phones, staring at the phone, fidgeting with their phones. These are older people. And anyway, it's been done masterstroke of technology.
They're not made in America. They're not made in America, you know? Everything you're doing with your phones is being under surveillance in China.
The only thing made in America
in
is stupidity anymore.
Yeah, this is a national disaster, and it didn't take a war to defeat America. You know, in World War I, Germany was crushed in the war and tried to make its comeback under the Nazi regime, and were crushed again. We are
self-defeating.
What we're doing.
Yeah,
self-defeating. Yeah, we're under self-defeat from moral exhaustion and an unwillingness to do hard work. You know, it's just
go back. Just go back to Pavlov, Yoshi. I always do.
Yeah,
and that's a lesson. Well, and then take Edward L. Bernays. Mm-hmm. Wind it and spin it up into the 19th and 20th centuries, and you have total control. They go to that screen. When in doubt, they reach for the phone. I've seen it so many times. It's kind of amazing.
So prospect,
Orwell would be stunned.
This immediate prospect is very dangerous, possibly very precipitous, because however it goes, the two parties are going to be at total war, you know, street fighting and all that. You know, sabotage, techno war,
distinct
all sorts
possibility.
Of
I agree.
Yeah, which means we're heading toward a civil war, which it doesn't seem anyone can stop, and which the foreign powers are going to be gloating about. Yeah, and I'm here on the Mexican border.
I think we have to look at the 30 million.
It will be celebrated in Mexico. Finally, the gates open to the conquest, right? To the enslavement of Americans.
That 30 million invaders didn't get here accidentally. They've been, flown in here. They're ready to go. And by the way, as you know, I think most of you listening know, the invaders are not getting injected with mRNA vaccines. None of them. They're supposed to survive us.
Exactly.
The mass of America, 80% has been injected. They're not getting
suicide injected. That's right. They're going to take over. They're tougher, they're stronger, they're meaner. These are barbarians against decadent Romans, you know. This is the end.
That's a really good picture. That's awful, but true. Barbarians against decadent and declining Romans.
They're well within the gates. They're getting their positions of power. They've got collaborators on their side, you know, who are joining them, marrying them, you know, submitting to their orders. You know, it's coming along. You see that in everywhere. You know, it's like water pouring into a sinking ship. You know, you see it, and it seems impossible to stop. But we got to fight. Basically, it boils down to, we have to fight.
Let's hope.
A war. This is a war. And let's look at it this way. There are bad wars that are really unjust, and there are good wars where you must fight for what is good, what is right, and for your own people.
Well,
this is
black and white, Yoshi. You're right.
Yeah, this is the good war.
I concur. I do.
And maybe the minority of Americans can pull it off. We can be the last of the Spartans or whatever. We've got to fight.
Rednecks and Bubbas. We need intelligent conservatives. We need everybody out in the streets here.
Those who are really going to tough it out. Yeah, rest will be enslaved. They'll be diseased.
Or killed.
They'll be eaten. Yeah, their embryos will be pulled out of them. Yeah, their embryos will be taken out of these women sent over to Swiss labs, to Mexico, to Canada for reprocessing to make stronger foreign enemies while weakening the American people. Yeah, the women of this society being mindless shoppers are the worst traitors. You know, we see this rallying around Kamala Harris, a band of traitors. You know, the only women who seem to stay with Trump are the Christians. So there's something about Christianity, which is obviously American, okay? And God we trust, okay? The rest don't trust in that. They trust in the enemy, okay? So this is the big flaw in American society. It's a big delusion. And it's come down to this. The war this time is on our shores. And we're going to go through what Russia suffered through, what China suffered through in the opium war. We're going to hit total collapse, the smashing of this country into little bits. And it's going to take 100 years at least to make a comeback. Yeah.
I think you just summed it up perfectly.
Yeah, but we got to start that 100 years. We have to fight our way through the next 20, 30 years.
It's going to require the re-education of all young Americans along the lines of the three R's, right and wrong, the golden rule. Sounds corny to some of you Gen Zers, I know, but unless we have that bedrock, we've got no chance for a functional society. That's
a responsibility. Well, right now, the enemies are very kind to the young people, the Chinese, TikTok.
Well, they're conning the hell out of them. I agree.
Yeah. But when the time for enslavement comes, it's like the Uyghur people out in Western China, They had life pretty good under the Chinese. And one day they find themselves inside prison camps, okay? And then they wake up too late, okay? They should have held the line earlier. They could have been good Chinese citizens had they been tough, But they went with the delusion that life is easy. I've been to Urumqi, their capital. Life was easy. Life was good. The food was abundant and cheap, Crops were growing thanks to Chinese technology. The roads were there thanks to the Chinese construction crews. And then one day they found out they were in a prison. You know, that's what is going to happen. That's happening to America now. Everyone thinks, oh, all this great stuff's coming in, all these opportunities and all that, all these promises, technology's coming back. Then one day you realize, no, you know, there's a gate there with a lock on it, and you've got nothing. Yeah. This is a great awakening. Yeah.
The technology being released into the masses is obviously being used to control and condition them.
They're totally subservient.
I don't see anything. They're totally brainwashed.
Yeah.
Yes, there's nothing there. And when I talk about entropy and everything's winding down, I think most of you can see that. And this by
design. It's all Chinese money. Hollywood is run on Chinese money. All the movies are Chinese money. I know that. They tried to draft me into being a courier of Chinese billions of dollars to bring Hollywood. Yeah, very beautiful woman too. Yeah, gorgeous woman. Classmate of one of my the teachers in my journalism staff. Okay, introduced to me. Yeah, gorgeous. Yeah, and wanted.
You would have been a perfect courier for them.
They bring the pipeline in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then years later, when I'm here in New Mexico, I find out that these shooting cases, guys from Hollywood killed on the border of New Mexico, cartels stole a lot of money and all that. And it's all part of this financing of Hollywood, the whole thing. There's a whole chain reaction. You know, all American, complicit Americans are killed. Evidence buried. State trooper murdered. He was leading the investigation, shot on a highway. Just a series of untoward events, okay? So this is the handwriting on the wall. You know, patriots are going to take the hit hard first, but then there will be survivors, and there will be their sons and daughters who realize that dad and mom were killed by some ruthless enemies, and we're not going to let it stand, okay? That's how an awakening occurs. Very late in the game, nearly too late, but gradually we start to crawl back, okay, and fight.
You know, you're right, and what you're talking about here is tied into something that has really bothered me. We know now after 3.5-4 years that these COVID vaccines are bioweapons. We know they're designed to kill people. People are dying by the millions now. It's all being covered up. Yeah. They're dying all over the place. Talk to a young guy today, I don't know, 35 maybe. He said, I all kinds of friends of mine, they've got heart problems now. Several have died. My age group. He didn't get the shots. I said, well, you saved your life. Good job.
Yeah.
But people don't, they should be going after Big Albert Bourla and Pfizer. They should demonstrate.
Right.
There should be 500,000 people around that building. There'd be people are being murdered here, and they're not reacting appropriately. There's no pushback. There's nothing. They're just going to the slaughter. It's sickening.
Well, crises don't arise from intelligent planning. They arise from disasters. When Pfizer headquarters itself find itself fried, people start to wake up. You know, you can't go inside that building. Yeah, you know? Right?
That's an important point. Yes.
Yeah, there will be accidents that gradually people start to awaken. That these are no-go zones, you know? There's whole communities gone, you know?
Think about this. It's apocalyptic, you know? When you turn, and I've said this before, when you see something designed to kill and slaughter little children and to destroy the magic of childhood, you are looking into the face of Satan. That is as evil as it gets.
Yeah. Well, in Japan, there was a protest, 30,000 Japanese in Tokyo protesting a new wave of vaccines coming in for COVID.
Yeah.
And they said, this is totally poison. You know, this is mind-destroying poison. They're fighting
back.
Thank God. Yeah.
They're protesting the self-replicating versions of mRNA that are coming out now. They're open about it.
Self-replicating.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, absolutely. Yeah. These turn your... your biology turns your biology into your killing machine. You know, they replicate.
Well, absolutely. Well said.
They replicate inside your body, and your body's consumed by the medicine that they give you until you're self-destroyed.
Your body's killing itself. It's what a trick. What an evil trick this has all been.
Yeah, yeah.
And how they, well, how they programmed everybody.
On that, I think it's a company near San Diego that's involved in all this really evil. We'll have to do it. Once this election, the problem also is this election has so sucked up our time and thoughts and energy that we haven't had a chance to deal with this resurgence of this new new type of so-called cure for COVID, which is actually a mass extinction, you know, formula. So
you got
we'll have
it.
To get we'll totally. Have to get into that, and that'll be the next phase. You know, this is a fight for survival. But
that's
again,
not an overstatement, friends.
Important.
He's telling it straight.
Yeah.
This we are now. Yeah. We are now. I hope you can see it in a fight for our survival, not just as a nation state, but as a species, basically. They're talking about removing 90% of us from the planet and how AI, the next generation of AI, ChatGPT-5, will have an IQ, a human IQ equivalent of over 1,500. Come on, who's going to compete with that? Nobody.
Yeah, nobody. But that, you know, those are promises, you know, that very conventional thinking is going to be reprocessed, you know, and
that's
like
true.
A child's nursery rhyme. It will not be human intelligence. You know, you'll never have a Leonardo da Vinci or an Albert Einstein or anything like that emerge from that kind of program. You're going to have a dumbed down race of chimpanzees begging for bananas. You know, so that's where the young people are heading for. You know, is they don't want to think. The great exercise of training and using your mind to think and solve problems, to see through deceptions, to make new discoveries, okay? And to create
I don't
new
think
horizons.
They can think anymore, Yoshi. And I'll tell you what you're saying is spot on.
Yeah.
We're on the same page. I call it being proactive about life and experience. When you use your experiences to formulate your version of reality. That's the way it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to have your reality pieced together and inserted into your subconscious through a damn cell phone. That's the reality most people relate to.
Yeah.
And they can't help it.
Well, this is the loneliness of American society, increasingly all around the world. The human loneliness, the inability to belong, to act within a community of, if not like minds, similar minds, and go through controversies, to have debates, to struggle out ideas, to have competing theories, and move forward. We have competing theories in this election, but you know, they're just excuses to murder each other. You know, they're not here to build America, these theories of these election campaigns. And
you see
the wear and tear of Trump. He says, you see it on him. I tried. If I only had that for 4 years, we could have been over the top. But I think he underestimated the nature of this threat. The fact that there's massive foreign financing involvement, that all these machines can be rigged, you know, that we can't trust the technology that we supposedly control. That technology controls us. So one of the things, we have to be Luddites. You know, we have to be, you know, the Luddites were those rebels, those workers, those, what do you call it? Linen workers who take their wooden clogs and throw them into machines to stop the machine.
Right.
We must stop the machine is what we must do. And get
Luddites,
back to human, human production, human, human thought, human concepts, human production, human strength, human skills. That's what we've got to get back to defeat the machine.
Well, that takes work ethic, too, and these kids now, they just don't have it. It's not their fault.
Yeah.
They haven't been given the opportunity to be proactive about life. When everything's served up to you on a screen, what you see there, and you recognize it, you're cognizant of it, but that becomes your reality baseline.
Yeah.
You can't help it. But that isn't reality.
Well, that goes back to Plato. He talked about the world, human society,
tell us about that. That's very good.
Who live in a dark cave, and there is a screen on the cave wall which shows them characters who represent life. And Plato said, this is the problem of human society. You know, that's not life. That's not thought. That's not creativity. You are captives in a cave, a dark cave, and what you've got to do is get the hell out of there, step outside, breathe fresh air, and see the trees growing, and see animals crawling on there, and see people working hard out there. That's what you've got to see. You've got to get out of that
Isn't
dark
that
cave.
True? Boy, that was
and
a
Plato,
brilliant...
Plato said that, in his Republic. He said, that is it, and we are in that cave again. You know? Is that astounding?
Yeah.
It
totally
still applies. We're still in the cave looking at these pictures as if they're reality. And he says, no, they're illusions. They're delusions. Your life is outside in the sunshine. And we've got to get our young people back outside in the sunshine. Get all these complaining feminists back out in the sunshine. All these slaves of corporations back into the light. The light of day. And we've got to learn how to work hard, think with our own brains, look at the realities of this world and see the opportunities out there and begin to rebuild America again, okay?
They have to, and as long as they're terminally addicted to their screens, they can't do it. The phones have to go. Now that is the greatest gift you could give your children, is to somehow divest them of their phones. Teach them once again how to think and observe and look around them.
Yeah.
Because those phones, as Yoshi just said, from Plato, are portraying reality that's carefully programmed. And that portrayal of reality becomes the de facto reality of most of the addicts who are staring at it.
Yeah.
And that's wrong.
And one of our problems is the whole queer movement. I hate to say it this way, but,
it's the truth.
Whatever
it's
happened to the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts of America?
Right.
The queers
destroyed
it. They perverted it, and they destroyed it.
Right.
The one institution that got kids out into the outdoors, showed them how to live out there in nature, turned into a queer fest. And the lights went out on America, okay? So this is something we can't be tolerant. We cannot be tolerant of people who are going to turn out the lights. No, we cannot tolerate them. We got to be tough. We got to be stern. This is a change in American history. The good old liberal days are over and done with. They brought destruction onto America, and now we're being humbled by every pipsqueak power around the world is spitting on us, okay? This got to stop. So we've got to start marching out into the light and begin the process of regaining strength, rebuilding this country, rebuilding its skills, training its skill, the younger people in skills, and become realistic again on that this is not a kind, gentle, universal world of kindness. No, this is a very harsh, competitive, and it can be a very repressive and brutal and dangerous, murderous place. We must wake up and get out there on the battlefield and fight like the Spartans, Alexander the Great, guys, okay?
True.
We must fight like heroes. There is no substitute. There's no halfway fighting. But better fight and die like heroes so that the nation can survive and bloom and grow and regain its strength and its glory.
There will never be another great society, a great culture, with these phones. Mm-hmm. Not going to happen.
No, we don't need them. The phones are useless. People need to shout at each other. Talk at each other. Learn
how
to cooperate.
You get around a crowd of people now and you hardly hear any talking. There's hardly any talking going on at all.
It's quiet. Oh, it's very, very quiet
it's
in this country.
Deathly quiet.
Yeah. So,
kinda like
so there
Fukushima
is a national
at night,
reconstruction,
huh?
Yeah. Oh, God, Fukushima is dead, the dead zone. That's a metaphor for the whole world. And as the 50th anniversary comes up, we're going to have to apply again to what went wrong, why it went wrong, and continue
when is
how
the
15th? We're going to prevent.
Yoshi,
14,
when is it?
I think it's the 14th anniversary. It's in February. You know? So
unreal.
I'm working on with a professor who's into radioactivity studies now. In fact, I found one of the burial sites yesterday. I was looking for pretty stones. You know, I like geology. And I stumbled on this sandy hill in southern New Mexico. And I was curious about, this is a weird place here, middle of nowhere, for this artificial hill to be there. So I had my dosimeter, I checked it, and it hit an astronomical level. In fact, it burned out my dosimeter. Okay?
Oh, what the hell
and
were you saying?
It burned out my camera. Yeah.
What were you
so
doing?
So this is, I was just out there collecting some. It was a hill, an artificial hill, and inside it was buried a lot of radioactive waste from the atomic bomb days. There are these dump sites all over New Mexico and Arizona of the nuclear dump sites, and so I decided to restart a project to get to what the hell they were doing there. You know, contaminating the American Southwest with radioactivity irresponsibly, just making dumps. And then, and these radioactive zones are good, you know, mile in circumference. So it's, so that gets us back to this whole nuclear issue, which is bad karma coming back to America, to Oppenheimer.
Coming across the Pacific
right
now, in the North Pacific Current. Nonstop, and the jet stream, nonstop. I can't believe we were covering Fukushima 14 years ago almost now.
Yeah. So this grinds on and keeps just getting worse. The world's getting degraded. The oceans are dying. And they're trying to blame global warming. They keep this mantra of nonsense up. Rather than face the reality, we did it to ourselves, okay, with nuclear energy. You know, the unspeakable, desire to be gods in our time. You know, we desire to be a divinity, for mankind to have supernatural power. We've destroyed ourselves. So that's why I said,
never
should
have split the atom. Never. I knew when that happened it was bad. Splitting the atom? No reason. You don't go there. It's like messing with the genetics in your body with this mRNA vaccination bioweapon. You don't do that.
Why are we playing around with these technologies which all have the potential and capacity to annihilate humanity and a lot of other species? You don't care about people. You at least care about your dog and other species on this planet, which are being wiped out. You know, here in the deserts of New Mexico, all the rattlesnakes are gone. The jackrabbits are gone. The hawks are gone. Everything that used to live, the plants are dying. Everything is dying, okay, in death throes at the end, terminal stage. So this is the nuclear capital of America. So that's why I'm here. You know, it's the same as I was in Fukushima. So we've got to begin to face this evil of wrong-minded technologies and get back to human solidarity, humans working together, toiling together, and building a better society, training the kids.
That's not what the control
is necessary.
That's not what the control elite wants. They want us gone. They want us dead. They want us dumbed down.
They think they can live without average people around, okay, to keep an economy going and all that. Mm-hmm. They think they're superpowers. They're not. They'll be the first to die. They'll be the first in the kill off. Yeah.
Fine with me.
We gotta get back to being brutes again, you know.
Nothing wrong with alpha males. I agree.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. You know, that's reality. That's what made humanity great. And as soon as we got feminized, the easy way out,
then the
human race has gone into rapid decline in, let's say, two generations. You know, this has been astounding.
It's two generations. All right, we got to go. Yoshi will be back tomorrow night with us on election night. We'll have some observations to share with you. All right, my friend, get some rest. Talk to you tomorrow night.
Enjoy the excitement tomorrow, however it goes. We're spectators to something amazing. Okay,
indeed.
Very good.
All right. Good night, Yoshi. Okay. We'll be right back. Hang on.